I laugh every time I hear people saying, yeah, you know, I don't like working for other people, so, you know, I want to work for myself because I want to set my own hours.
Yeah, right.
When you work for yourself, there's no Christmas, there's no f***ing Easter, there's none of that shit when you work for yourself in the early days.
This is so true. You have to be a freaking warrior.
As a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur, what's been the best financial advice that you've ever received throughout your career?
Ooh, if you haven't heard of this and you're self-employed, you need to implement the Augusta Rule. As long as it's for business, you can rent your house to your business and charge yourself a fee for it. That is an amazing tax strategy at the end of the year.
That guy had some great advice. My only concern is the fact that
I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way.
Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, and today the guys have hit me up with some videos to do reactions to. So let's jump in and see what is entailed today. Hopefully something bloody good.
People that are successful are the ones that are working on the business as opposed to in the business. So every time I see an entrepreneur and I see that they're working in the business, I'm like, okay, you're not going anywhere. You can't scale working in the business. You got to think, how do I work on this business to make it this kind of its own living, breathing thing that operates without me?
That's so true. I remember there was a pivotal moment in my entrepreneurial career, and I was getting coached by someone, and they said, look, you've got to now outsource this stuff that you were doing on a day-to-day basis to somebody else. And it was at that time that I hired a global operations manager and said, hey, you take all this day-to-day work that I'm doing and now you do it. And then that helped me grow my sales to over $50 million. All right, guys, let's check out the next video.
Excuse me, sir. Quick question for you, man. Is this your Ferrari?
Yeah.
And what do you do flipping out in Los Angeles to be able to afford a Ferrari?
I own my own consulting firm.
So you're a business owner?
Yeah.
And how long have you been an entrepreneur for?
6 years.
And over these 6 years, what's been the most amount of money that you've ever made in a single year?
Just over about $7.1 million last year.
$7 million?
Yeah.
You're sitting in a Ferrari right now. This is a lot of people's dream car. Tell me the story of how you bought this thing.
I'll be honest with you. I had already offsetted all my taxes for the year, and I just wanted a Christmas gift. So I just went and bought myself a Ferrari cash. When you don't pay taxes, a lot of these types of purchases start to become a little bit different.
So you don't pay taxes?
Oh, no, I don't pay any taxes.
Why is that?
People say that it's patriotic to pay taxes. It is not patriotic to pay taxes. It's actually more patriotic to not pay taxes. The government has created this tax system, and it's a legal playbook for us to legally pay the least amount of taxes possible. People need to wake up and utilize that book and not be in the same circumstances of just paying taxes every single year.
As a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur, what's been the best financial advice that you've ever received throughout your career?
Ooh, if you haven't heard of this and you're self-employed, you need to implement the Augusta Rule. As long as it's for business, you can rent your house to your business and charge yourself a fee for it. That is an amazing tax strategy at the end of the year.
What are your thoughts on debt as a business owner?
Oh, I love debt. I'm focused on trying to increase my debt actively right now. And the reason why is because debt allows for me to buy more real estate. And in return, I can use that real estate to offset my taxable income. So I love debt. I'm a partner with the bank. I look at me and the banks as we're business partners.
Damn, I love this guy. He's not paying taxes. God, if there was some way that I could not pay taxes in Australia legally, then I definitely would, because I hate paying taxes. That guy had some great advice. My only concern is the fact that, you know, he did $7.1 million in a single year. Shit, I've done over $15 million in a single year and I didn't run out and buy a Ferrari. The first thing I did was pay off my debt, the bad debt. The second thing I did was go out and buy more property. And then I bought a shit ton of Bitcoin. So I think maybe this guy's stepping ahead of himself by just running out and getting the Ferrari first, but who knows? In any case, I did like how he is upfront about his advice. He's doing well. I give him props for at least doing well and getting a Ferrari. It is still cool. All right, let's check out this next video.
Amazon is being accused of tricking millions of people into paying for Amazon Prime. The Federal Trade Commission is suing the world's largest online retailer. It says Amazon knowingly duped customers into signing up for a renewing of its $139 a year Prime service and then made them jump through hoops to cancel. Amazon says the FTC's claims are false.
Amazon's so cheeky, aren't they? So what they're saying there is that you know, you've got a Prime program, which I admit has a lot of benefit. If you're not on the Amazon Prime program, you should definitely sign up. But what I hate is when they make it difficult to cancel. Very, very sneaky, Amazon.
Hey guys, I just want to break away from the episode for just one moment and let you know that I've just launched the Amazon Launchpad mini course. Now, this is designed for people who want to get started on Amazon really, really fast. But guess what? I can get you launched your first product on Amazon with just 5 hours. You just have to click on the link below, join my community, and the course is absolutely free. All right, thanks guys, and back to the episode.
All right, let's check out this next video.
If you want to be financially independent someday, it's called one, two homes and one car. The average American gets two cars and one home. Here's a good advice, two homes and one car. You buy the second car after you've bought the second home. Wise use of your resources.
God, is this guy actually talking to me or something? Is he going to go at me? I've got like 5 cars in this shed alone of the 7 cars that I have in total, but I do have multiple properties as well. So does that mean that I can have the more properties I can have more cars? Not sure. In any case, I don't want to buy any more properties. I don't want to buy any more cars. I just want to buy more Bitcoin. Oh, I can see this one, Dana White.
I laugh every time I hear people saying, yeah, you know, I don't like working for other people, so. You know, I want to work for myself because I want to set my own hours.
Yeah, right.
Let me tell you what, when you work for yourself, there's no Christmas, there's no fucking Easter, there's none of that shit when you work for yourself. In the early days, you're working through all those holidays. Every day something bad happens. Every day there's problems. Every day somebody's trying to fuck you and take what you've built. And it's a war every day when you get up in the early days.
This is so true. You have to be a freaking warrior if you're going to go and be self-employed and run your own business. No one gives a shit that you have a business. When you're an employee, it's freaking amazing. You just show up, do your 9 to 5, collect your paycheck, and you leave the job behind. As a business owner, it's 24/7, but the reward could be much, much greater. And that's why I would definitely even so become a business owner.
Excuse me, sir. Quick question for you, man. Is this your G-Wagon?
Yeah, it is.
And what do you do for a living, man? How are you able to afford a G-Wagon out in Houston, Texas?
I started a cybersecurity company.
You've got to ask yourself, though, why would you even go buy a G-Wagon? Hey, C63S, that's what you need to get.
How much money is that business going to generate you this year?
We're doing like 7 figures a month right now.
7 figures a month?
That's why he's got a G-Wagon, because he's doing 7 figures a month. That's incredible.
How old are you now?
I'm 27.
How old were you when you became a millionaire?
27.
27?
Yeah.
So that was this year.
That was this year.
What keeps people broke in today's world?
Ignorance. And ignorance is not a demon, by the way. So I think for me, the way that you can collapse time is knowledge. The best decision that I ever made was I stopped making decisions. Everywhere that I wanted to go, someone had already gone. And so I just needed to find people who had already gotten there. Honestly, that's what I did.
Going into 2024, what is the best industry that people should be looking to get into right now?
I mean, I'm biased. I would say cybersecurity. Yeah, man. It's costing my country like 10% of its GDP, like hundreds of billions of dollars. So if you can be the kind of person that goes into an organization and helps protect the organization, I mean, that's pretty much inevitable. You'll get the money you're looking for.
Among yourself and the most highly successful people that you study and know, what is that one trait that they all have in common?
Patrick Bet Davis said this, but only the paranoid survive. If you don't realize that being stagnant is dying, I think you'll see like it just eventually like you will die.
What's been the best financial advice that you ever received throughout your lifetime?
Good things don't take time. I think that changed my life, and because most people would say it takes 10 years, 15 years to get to these heights. You can take 10 years and collapse it into one getting around the right person.
Wow, I love this guy. I was just like captivated watching that video to think what he has done by the age of 27. He talked about being paranoid. Yeah, I know, I don't want to say it, but yeah, I'm paranoid that I don't have enough Bitcoin. This guy's incredible, and I love the fact that he's just gotten out there and made a success of himself. I just hope he's not putting everything, though, into the G-Wagon. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode of me reacting to random videos, and I think there was a key thing there, which was something's telling me that I need to go and buy more Bitcoin, maybe. But anyway, let me know what you think in the comments about any of those reactions, or if you differ to my opinion, especially when it comes to property and Bitcoin. All right, take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.